Ben, so what I thought I would talk to you about today is you're looking at new trends and changing aspects and factors in international security. What I thought I would talk to you about were two trends that I think are changing. I think they're changing geopolitics and geostrategy as we know it. One's a trend of growth and one's a trend of decay. And I think it bears critically on the major thing that's happening in all of our lives, the advent of the internet, connectivity online, life in cyberspace, again, in my view, which is changing everything. I think there are three key aspects to life in cyberspace, and the key aspects are technology, policy, and strategy. And I think there's one big question in each of those areas. The key question in technology is, how do we construct systems that we can trust from components that we can't? The key question in policy is, what will be the role of government in our lives in cyberspace? And what will be the role of government when it comes to cybersecurity? And the key strategic question I think we're facing it squarely today is, how will we maintain the openness of the internet given its permeation on life online? So when you talk about threats, people ask me, what is the greatest threat? I've spent a lot of time on cybersecurity. When I was in Homeland Security, what keeps you up at night, that sort of thing. I think the greatest threat from a cybersecurity perspective, by far, is unpatched vulnerabilities. That's the biggest threat, unpatched vulnerabilities. There are bad things out there that are happening, and by and large, we're not doing too much about them. You know, so a lot of people like to entertain themselves where, you know, the threat from the Far East is more significant than the threat coming out of Central Asia, more significant from the threat coming out of other organized criminal networks around the world. That's not particularly interesting to me. What's really interesting is social inertia in the face of an obvious requirement to act, an obvious ability to act, and an equally obvious inability to act. That's kind of a real puzzling question to me. So I don't know why that's happening.